6 p.m. on November 12, 2024. I bring the study session for Board of Directors of the Carson City Metropolitan District to order.
Okay, number one, had a budget meeting today, so draft two of the budget. All the changes that we did is good to be in. You guys can continue to review it. Any questions? If you see anything that we didn't get in there, it's in there now. There still will be some more just fine stuff that I know Christy has to put in, like an account number on the gas, which wasn't in there, and that kind of stuff. But we worked on it from 9 o'clock this morning until about 12:15. Clint and Greg had some great ideas, and also the supervisors had some.
So we'll have a public hearing.
It's going to be December 10th.
December 10th?
Yes.
And so we can study it between now and then, and
yeah,
and vote
and we'll probably have some more meetings in between now and then too to make sure that we just run through it.
From the
we
budget,
won't need all the supervisors here, but between Greg and Claire.
All right. So from the budget committee, any comments?
Well, I thought the Christy and the supervisors all did a good job, and Jim as well, working on the budget and getting it fairly precise before we ever even looked at it. So.
Yeah, I thought we're in pretty good shape budget wise. The only thing that the only concern that I would maybe ask the other board members to look at would be starting pay for our outside workers. I think we're having a hard time getting them, and I personally don't believe we're starting them out high enough to attract quality workers. I would suggest maybe that's something that the board looks at.
Do we have money in the budget to do that?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. Okay.
One of the things that we discussed too is looking at our pay chart for getting licensing.
Mm-hmm.
That we might need to look into it instead of right now when you go for your test, you have four tests with four categories in water, and then you have four tests and four categories for sewer. And to go through that, you only get a quarter raise per test that you take and pass. So you might end up making $4 more an hour if you're at the highest level.
So that's, of course, that's kind of away from the draft budget, but that maybe we need to put that on an agenda.
Some of the things that we discussed within the budget as to ideas of how to get better qualified people and maybe retain them longer or whatever.
So let's put that in the study session in the future, is to discuss pay levels.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ray.
Just one caution I have. I'm all for increasing starting wages. I think you have to be aware, you know, that the people that have been on for months or maybe a year, you understand that.
They
all need to go up accordingly.
They get irritated when a new hire is making more than when they started. Got to make them feel good about that.
Yeah. Right, we have to be a starting wage and then add the 10% if they were here just for the year.
Right.
Yeah.
If that is an issue, then we definitely need to put that on a discussion for a study session.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Next was notice of the public hearing budget. Like I said, that is going to be set for December 10th. I believe it's the 10th is that Tuesday.
We'll finalize it on the 10th of January or somewhere around there.
Yeah. On the 10th of, no, it will be the 10th of December.
Yeah.
After the hearing.
I got you.
We'll be able to put it. I did put the notification into the paper. It has to be put into the paper in
30 days, right?
Yeah. Not even 30 days, as long as the public is aware of it in a circulated paper. But it will be in this week's paper too.
So gotcha.
Trying to get it all covered. Okay, next, engineering report for North Parkway. I have, I just got it at 4 o'clock from Ken. Ambient worked on it. There's some of the things that they're looking at. I'll read you. This correspondence is referenced to the granite pits evaluation and replacement for 48 and 49 North Parkway, 11 and 13 North Parkway. The recommendations by Ambient H2OR are attached. The attached proposal from Stephen with Ambient is incomplete, and I do not recommend accepting. It is lacking a detailed cost proposal that is broken out for each address. This proposal does not include grinder base installation at one of the residences and does not include electrical connections. Insurance requirements will also need to be discussed. The basin will be installed by the district. We told them we'll take care of that, because if they bring somebody down here, it's going to cost them $5,000 to have them dig it where we can dig it and put it in, and we'll do the landscaping, or hire somebody to do the landscaping at a cheaper price from down here instead of from where they're at. I recommend a motion to move forward with Ambient to provide a complete detailed proposal for the proposed work, including additional insured certificates covering the district and all four residents. My final recommendation can be provided to you by you at your November 26th board meeting. Please let me know if you have any questions. Thank you. One of the things I did ask him, I said, what if they get all of this in? Can we put a number amount saying, okay, if this comes in, we can get it in? He said the only thing is they are put us in their schedule. They can't get it until December 2nd anyway to do all the work.
Can we at least, we know we're going to probably proceed with this much of the project.
Mm-hmm.
Can we at least make sure that we have the grinders in stock?
Yeah, they are in stock. Everything he said is...
We have the grinders, or we need to order?
Ambient has them set aside already.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
he has all the equipment.
Pit?
Yeah.
Okay.
He has everything ready to go. Like I said, but they couldn't get down here until the 2nd of December.
Okay.
But they're on this. We're on the schedule. So that way, if we go ahead on 26th, we're ready to go. But...
How do you feel about this?
I feel that we need to change one of them right now. And I think that would solve a lot of our problems.
Why don't we do that? Is it the electrical part?
I don't know what their electric is. That's one of them that is.
Okay.
But if we could change out one, I think it would solve a lot of our problems.
Yeah. That one wouldn't require a larger pit.
No, it has the right size pit in it.
So what you're saying for that one that you think is the headache, all we really need to do is solve the electric?
Yeah, we have to see.
Hey, I know what I'd do.
Okay.
So the only thing not in the Ambient quote here is electrical installation.
Yeah.
And the insurance.
And the insurance.
The insurance, now you'd mentioned when you and I talked, is that you want some kind of a guarantee that if there's a plug up after the fact that they cover it?
Yeah, if it's due to their equipment.
I'm not so sure that insurance is that's the insurance that GMS is talking about. They're probably talking about insurance for the project, not after the fact.
No, it's more on a guarantee of the homeowners that this is going to
fix the problem.
Fix the problem.
They're not going to have crap in their yard.
To their house.
Okay.
That it will shut off. It will do whatever it needs to do to keep from having that backup. Whether it be the check valve in the pit itself, stopping everything else from coming back. That's how it's going to be set up.
Okay. Board?
Well, with this particular residence, doesn't have 240, that's going to take permitting and everything to get that water in. That's going to be
Which, when I talked to the Ambient, they have a converter that will take the 120 to the 240 to run the pump. So, and when I talked to Ken about it, he says, well, he didn't mention anything about that. And I said, well, that's what he told us when we were there. Marlo even heard that when he said, yeah. Because she says, well, I really don't want to take our dedicated 220 circuit to put it to it. He says, well, we have ability to amplify that to get it there.
How efficient is the converter?
Well, quite often the motor itself can be run on either, you know, depending on how you wire it in, so either way. But yes, they no doubt have that. Though I guess I'm surprised you don't have 220.
No, they do.
I do.
They do,
yeah,
but in their pit. In their pit they only have.
Okay.
110.
All right.
So.
Okay.
But that's on the agenda as to how you want to move forward with it. Gave you all the information that we needed. You know, for the pricing and everything on it, it's an excellent price. Because I'm looking at total of everything probably about 25 instead of $200,000.
But they won't be able to get to it till December?
Yeah, December 2nd or 3rd is what he said.
Them sucking the lines out every week is working, I guess, or not working, or... Not really?
Well,
it does.
So as soon as Marla calls, they're usually down there right away and they're getting it going. But one of the pits this last time, his motor was running, but his pump wasn't running. So that's why I'm thinking I know where the problem, we know where that problem is. Is either they're throwing these disposable wipes and it's jamming up their pump. So if it does get through, it gets through the line and then all of a sudden, which they're not flushable wipes.
They say right on the package, but I know they're not.
They're not. You could go down to our sewer plant and...
Oh, I know. I get it. Yeah. I don't understand why they put it on the package, but...
And I think there's been a big lawsuit that's going on because I got some information on it that they are suing... Procter & Gamble and all of them for having it as flushable wipes on their packaging. And they're trying to get all the sewer plants and stuff to go along with it.
So even after the fact, the non-flushable flushable wipes are going to create a problem for the grinders?
No. They'll chew them up.
The big ones will?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like right now, what you're doing is with the E1 is it's just a trash pump that's pumping.
No.
If it can get through that opening, it's going to take it. And
but the big grinders that we're going to put in actually pulverizes it.
Yeah, it pulverizes.
Okay. Board, let's go ahead, Jim.
Okay. Next we have a request for a mainline extension on Algonquin. You know where the fourplex is before what it is? There's a cul-de-sac off of Algonquin that we do have water and sewer at the intersection. They want to extend it into the cul-de-sac. We've had this discussion. We've told them that there has to be a manhole at the end of the cul-de-sac and also a fireplug if they were to extend. From this point, they were understandable about all of it, and we're right as to, and they have the, if you look at the backside, it has how the lines will be, everything. There will be bonding and all of that, that they would have to come through to go. It's just okay that, yeah, they can extend it with meeting the requirements of Colorado City for the extension.
They're going to do the work.
Yes, they will pay for it all. The line's going in, or they'll have a contractor doing that work.
What is the reason that they're doing this?
I guess they want to develop those lots that they own there.
So how many lots are back there?
Shoot off for that cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
About eight.
Yeah?
Four on each side.
Yeah, one, two, three, four. Four on each side, and then two on your end. So there's eight of them.
or...
That's 10.
10, I'm sorry, I had too many numbers today.
Board, go ahead, go ahead.
When we do an extension, does the person who does the mainline extension, does it work? Seemed like we had a policy way back in the day that the person who puts in the line extension can recoup expenses for that?
No, they don't. What okay. they do is they get their taps for it, for putting in the line.
Okay.
They don't have to pay for their taps.
All right.
But...
Which for 10 lots, it would pretty much well cover the cost of the extension, probably.
Yeah, but if they own all the lots.
Yeah, if they own all the lots.
But otherwise, you know, they can go to the other lot owners and see if they're willing to help with the project. But if they say no, then... Once the line turns to us, we get their tap fees.
What are those zoned?
They're all R4s.
They're multifamily, aren't they?
Four?
Yeah, they're all, that's all multifamily.
Yeah.
Okay.
In that area.
Oh, R4. It's like where the fourplexes are.
Yeah, they're R4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or whatever the new
Whatever the R4 is now.
The new one is, yeah.
Yeah. Board, questions? Jim, we had an issue with another extension that went sideways.
Yep.
I don't see a mention of a bond or protection here.
Once they need to get the okay from the board that, yeah, we're willing to, as long as they meet all the criteria that is needed for...
In our regulations.
In our rules and regs.
Okay. Okay.
So that's how I put it in a motion, if you're going to allow it.
All right. Questions, board? All right, let's go ahead.
Okay, road policy, she's still working on that. I just put it there just in case. She said she'll have it for you next meeting. Covenants policy. There is, if you look under your orange section, she did a redlined version of it as to what we presently had and how she added to it. And then she gave us a clean copy of it. This is more for study at this point. We can come back and look at it because it's still going to need a 30-day notification because it's changing our rules and regs. There's some things that, one of the things that Neil brought to my attention is under new construction. It gives me authority to approve it, which I would rather still have the board approve it, not CCAC. Mm-hmm. It would be up to you guys to approve new constructions instead of myself. I want to stay totally out of it.
So let's discuss that just a little bit. That's on paragraph 8, item B3. Somehow we need to, I think that we shouldn't subrogate our responsibilities to the citizens about approving or disapproving on construction. And that unanimous agreement, so if unanimous agreement, including district manager, the district manager shall approve the construction application. The unanimous agreement pertains to CCAAC rather than the architectural committee, and I think that should change.
That's what I'm saying. I think it should be that.
I think it should be approved by the board.
By the board.
Right.
And that's all it is take my name out of it and put the CCMD.
The actual architectural committee rather than the advisory architectural committee, which is the board is the architectural committee.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that one, I think, I'm not happy with that one. Other than that, these different issues, and I think that I would recommend that we give this to Mr. Cook. Or Mr. Smith, to look at as far as actually what she did and what she kind of changed on how she adjusted what he gave. Yeah, I
did you just cuss at him? I think you have a big apology.
I apologize for that. I hope he accepts my apology. So I would suggest that Bob look at this as well.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Since you brought it up, I also have an issue with complaints and investigation and violations of 2, item B below that.
Which one?
Under complaints of and investigation of violations.
Okay.
B, I don't like the anonymous part.
Yeah.
I do not like the anonymous part.
I would actually agree with him on that. You have the right to face your accuser in the U.S.
So you want to take that out?
Well, I think that a lot of things would disappear before they even got to this stage if people talk to people, mm-hmm. instead of just turning to an authority to solve it.
Because you can't go over and knock on your neighbor's door.
Why not?
And ask them kindly to fix the problem.
Turn it down, whatever.
Before you do this.
Do you need to help? Do you need some help? Can I help you do this so that we don't have a problem?
And cut down on just retaliation also. You have to say it's really easy to complain about your neighbor just because you don't like your neighbor. And you don't have to tell your name.
That was discussed at some length. That one she did not change. That's been in there for quite some time. And that was discussed at some length when we first put this resolution in here.
So when we first started this, that was brought to us by one particular board member that was afraid that if somebody complained using their name, they were going to get hurt or possibly hurt by the person they were complaining against.
Retaliation.
So I didn't agree with it at the time, mm-hmm. but that's the reason why it was put in there.
I see. Yeah.
Was to help prevent retaliation.
Pueblo County requires you your name and
have a right to face your accuser. Well, you just do.
Just to reiterate the point, I think that it would be better to solve things without relying on an authority to mm-hmm. solve them for you.
Okay, that's a point well taken. So, are you concerned about the retaliation?
No. Okay. I'm concerned about people filing false complaints or because they don't have to say their name.
Or
so anonymous goes as far as you're concerned.
Time and everything goes away. Else because yeah. they.
Clint.
On that same note, if we don't allow anonymous complaints, which I agree with, if they do sign their name to it, and we know who complained, if they ask, are we going to tell them?
It's a public record. So if we don't do, as far as I know, unless the Private Information Act covers that, which I don't know that, that'd be a lawyer question.
Because that's just as good as anonymous if they don't find out who did it anyway.
I think you can CORA request all those documents, I believe.
Yeah. Good point.
So, but I could be wrong.
All right.
It would be the first time.
We're not going to vote on this tonight.
No. This is just, like you said, it was a basis draft of what we're looking at.
But we need to get it done, so I guess...
There is penalties and stuff, but we don't have to set those penalties at this point either.
All right.
She said that we can go different, you know. It's all up to the board, you know.
And
this board might not want to...
There's no sound.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
So I think we ought to get some input from the Architectural Advisory Committee as well. But we do need to take action on this.
that was one of the things that I asked her. I said, so what's the difference if we don't put in fines right now, but we update everything and everything's set up? Can the next board coming on want to put on signs if this board didn't want to put on fines? I said, you know. That's what I'm looking at, is where can that be done? And she says, yeah, you can put in fines anytime, as long as you have the basic of what you want.
Likewise, the reverse would also be true, is we could put in fines and the next board could take them out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or we could enact the policy, and then in a year it could be gone by the next board.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's not a... It's not
Correct.
Something we're stuck with the rest of our lives.
So can we get the attorney to deal with those issues and actually talk to Bob about it and have it for the next meeting?
Sure. Yep. We can do that.
Okay. Board?
I was just like as a closing, I was impressed with the summation statement that I got this afternoon. It's pretty cool. I thought very understandable and a couple of steps forward.
Yeah, I agree. Right. Go ahead, Jim.
I'm sorry.
Seven.
CCACC review. If you look at that, you have the new plot maps for it. You did draw in the driveway. Front door is going to be up front, and you have a side door on the one on Taos. So it will be facing Taos for the address. The next one on Rex's, I had a discussion with him. The reason why he had to turn it the way he did is because of the setback. We do have a sewer line that is, I don't know whether it's inside of his property line.
It cuts through.
Yeah, it cuts through there. It's our main trunk that comes down.
Ouch.
Off the 165. So he's willing to work with it and moved it that way. As for the road is actually ends right at that driveway because that cul-de-sac is owned by the house that is off of Tens Green. They had to buy all that cul-de-sac to end up putting their water line to their house. And that is all now one lot. So there is nobody that's going to be using that cul-de-sac.
Okay. Board?
And he did change the plot map that it don't have Provo West on it.
So
I'm recommending to go ahead with both those.
I have a problem with the one on Taos.
That being?
That's according to this application, it's, the square footage requirements are 1,800 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
He says the floor area square footage is 1,890.
Yep.
32 by, I think that says 45. But 32 by 45 does not equal 1,800 square feet.
Is that 45 or 48?
Well, either 48. One, both of them. So if we take wonderful calculator here.
That's how it's going to do.
And
1,536 square.
Yeah, it's not even close to 1,800 square feet.
Does he have covered porches that he's not showing here?
Well, if he does, then it's still not application.
Yeah, it's not a complete application because he's not showing them.
I'll have to talk to him on that and tell him that he's under his requirement.
This is just not a good presentation at all.
I'll have to pull up the covenants on it too to see if that's what it is requirement of 1,800.
Which area is he in?
It's the unit number.
Lot 210, unit 2?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my input. Board?
Good catch. I didn't even do the math.
Nope, I didn't either.
All right. That's anything else, Jim?
If that's the covenants, is there any way we can find out before we vote that that's the covenants?
Yeah, that's we can do that.
Unit 10.
Unit 2.
There's like seven different or five different square footage requirements in Unit 2.
Yeah.
Because this is a bunch of.
And this is lot 210. There is one that's 1,800 plus.
Right.
It's the. It's like the last one they mentioned, Bob.
There was an amendment that made it 1,800. But beyond all that, I mean, this application is not complete.
Yeah. 11.
Yeah, you'll have to, like I said, there's several different square footages.
That was lot 210?
Yeah, lot 210.
All right, I'm not going to.
I was going to say, we can continue the meeting while Bob's looking it up.
I'm going to read a good statement. In order for the business of the board to be conducted in the most effective and expeditious manner, it is necessary that all persons present maintain a demeanor of civility toward the board, staff, and each other. Conduct that appears threatening or aggressive will not be tolerated. Shouting, speaking out of order, or the use of offensive gestures similarly are not acceptable. Such behavior shall constitute the forfeiture of a right to remain in attendance and may, as a point of order brought to the board's attention by council or any board member, including the chairperson, result in your being asked to leave the meeting by the chairperson or, upon your refusal, being escorted out of the meeting by the proper authority. Do we have citizens' input, Jim?
Yes, I do. Bob Smith.
Good evening, board. In reference to the permit that I handed out last month, that's basically directions of what people have to have that they need to know about what to apply for. But the instructions and the directions of how to between regional and zoning are hard to figure out, I think, or they don't make it easy. So I've sent both regional and zoning what I took out of it, and they're reviewing it to see if the procedure it makes sense and makes it easy. It gives them, anybody can pick it up and they can click on the BRDR, you know, the website, and then they can go down to whatever. So it shows them exactly where to go. It takes them right to the checklist that they fill out. It tells them where to send the checklist to. And I think it'll make it just easier for somebody to follow the instructions, because there's things going on here nobody's billing or using a permit for. And so both entities are reviewing that, and hopefully it'll get back to me and I can make changes or whatever. So it makes sense to them, as well as the people down here who are, one, not filling out permits, or they're creating a lot of time for themselves and the two offices in Pueblo. So hopefully next meeting they'll have that for me.
So we should wait before we send to insert that, we should wait to get to hear from you.
Yes, yeah. We've got the permit one, but we need to get this one, the instructions. We need to make sure that the county is agreeable with it, that everything is in there that'll work for them. And
okay.
So we're waiting on that. And then the other issue was 1267. It sounds like we're putting it off again. We do have the attorney's reply, et cetera. When are we going to get anything done? Yes or no, that's all I'm looking for.
Well, that's kind of what I asked.
When are we going to decide on 1267?
Well, that's the thing is I gave them the
well, we should be able to hear from the, or hear the change, the couple changes that we're concerned
next
about,
meeting.
For so that we can actually, next meeting,
you'll
take
vote
a
yes
vote.
Or no. And we're going to do it or no.
Well, we can get it started to that point where we can vote on it and might not have the fines in it at this point, but we can add the fines later if we wanted to or however.
Okay, well, I'm looking for then a vote. Are you going to follow 1267 or not, basically?
Right. And
I already have written a plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it can be changed if you think it needs
right.
to be changed, but we have the plan for it already. And we need a yes or no, or I would like a yes or no. Are we going to go with it, or are we just going to keep kicking it down the road?
I'm going to make a vote. If there's something in front of me at the next meeting, I will make a motion on that, sir.
Okay.
I will.
That's all I ask for, because it's...
Now, I don't know how it's going to go from there, but
right.
I will make the motion.
Okay.
Let's make sure we get that on the agenda.
Yeah, and I'll have a... Also have a public hearing, so that way it...
Yeah, yes.
Vote on it to move forward, then it will be able to have a hearing on it.
Okay, just make sure.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Okay, next I have Marlon.
I just wanted to throw something at you. Since it's kind of been decided that we're going to go the grinder pump route, I was thinking that if I have 13 houses up for me on the line with a grinder pump, and we have the two across the street, one of them perhaps being the main problem, and two grinder pumps down below, do I really need a grinder pump and have my lawn tore up and all the added expense for that? Perhaps maybe put in the three grinder pumps and see what, boy, if that'll solve the problem. We've never had a problem in the past with the effluent pumps until this past year. So I'm thinking I could probably just slide around.
The only issue that I see with the Marla is if that line is full and all the grinders are pushing, you might not be able to push yours into the line.
Oh, because of the pressure going by.
By, yeah.
Pressure differential is.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge once they put those other grinders in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like I said, you know, in the past, you know, with those two houses empty and everybody else pushing, we never had a problem because yours would pick up and it would dissipate by the time we got to your house, and you were able to do it. Whereas now you have that lag from the golf course clubhouse area where everything ties in there to the main line going down, that you've lost that pressure. But now you have other stuff coming into it, and there isn't enough pressure really to push it, or either it gets to the behind past you guys and it stops there. So by this, you're going to have that extra push to get it all the way to the mantle.
It might not hurt for you to have a bigger pit anyway.
But you can't get the...
That's okay. Okay. All right, I just thought I would throw that out there because yeah, I really don't want everything dug up, but, you know.
And he, like I said, he did say that they have a pump that would fit your pit.
I don't really want to go that route either because then that thing is going to be running continually because there's no volume involved.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this was a try.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Amanda, did you want to speak?
About the extension?
Yeah.
Well, the extension that we're requesting is just a water and sewer main extension for two particular lots. I think it's lot 14 and 15 that would be serviced. That's the goal right now. And we did have a meeting with Jim and with Mr. Bailey here and talked about the water being an 8-inch water main with a fire plug at the end, the necessary valves, and a single service tap that would service, it would split and service 14 and 15. They would each have their own meters, but there would be a, or that's what you guys requested, mm-hmm.
right?
So that would be on the water side. On the sewer lot side, it would be an 8-inch sewer main extension with a manhole at the end. We would put, we're only going to work on the design, put some numbers together as far as quantities, notes for construction, and we would make sure that we had it reviewed by Greg or the Metro District before we finalized it, and then the owners would go out to various contractors to get prices, make sure they could get the bonding and such. So,
if I might, how long is this extension?
Ooh,
approximately,
it's under 300. Let me see. 200. It wasn't much.
250 feet.
Yeah, it was less than 300 because I just checked that before.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, came in.
That's fine. Thank you. What's that? How much a foot?
Probably about 284 for each service.
That, that cul-de-sac is not improved, is it?
No.
The roadway is not. It's just a, probably a two-lane tracker right now.
Into the cul-de-sac.
And they get, yeah, and dissipates right up the cul-de-sac, so.
The interest in doing that, we presume, is probably for development. So that street would need to be improved?
Yes.
It's in town.
To be a, at least a, you know, two lanes. Right now, it's just a single lane. It's not even really a road. It's, well, it kind of is.
Yeah.
But.
It's the only road.
It was
cut 50 years ago.
It hasn't been maintained or anything like that. It's just kind of.
Yeah. It's a deep tractor.
Yeah, it really is. I think maybe kids probably drive out there.
Is that the road that the gas company uses to service back side? It's not the same one?
No.
There's a power line on the back side. Doesn't go all the way through though, overhead.
No, it's the road was there years and years ago, and
just overgrown.
Nothing's ever happened.
I did, and it's okay.
We got a hard to see. As far as them developing those lots, it's been engineered. I'm good with it. Jim's good with it. And Amanda and them, Atencio Engineering's laid it all out. I don't see any problem with it.
And not only that, but it'll increase our potential for taps later on.
Yes, exactly.
So improving the road is insignificant cost, because it opens us up to more tap fees later on after they're done.
Yes. I mean, what do we got? Amanda, help me. We got four lots to the east and four lots to the west.
Mm-hmm. And two at the end.
And two lots,
so 10 lots
at the
total.
End of the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, the end of the cul-de-sac drops off pretty well as far as the topography goes, so they're not readily buildable, but maybe a walkout basement at some point for somebody, so they're all more than buildable, those lots in that area.
Would those walkouts face the highway, though?
No.
Okay. No, they would be facing south.
Okay.
Is there like a green belt back there, maybe?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's probably a green belt on that back side of those of that cul-de-sac.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't want to care about
that. Anything else?
Hey. No.
Okay.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
That's everything.
Go ahead, Jim.
Turn back to Mr. Smith.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
In your question earlier about lot 2210, it doesn't reference that I can see in the six different declarations, it doesn't reference lot 210. You go back to the amendment, though, single family, it does have a minimum 1,800 square foot building restriction.
Then it's 1,800.
So that's where it's counted for is in that amendment.
So the 1,800, it is an 1,800 square foot restriction.
That's what it said. No main structure shall be permitted whose area under roof, exclusive of open porches, is less than 1,800 square feet.
The center declaration hereby amends with respect to lots numbered 128 through 252. Of
so that lot falls in that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So then it's 1,800.
1,800 square feet. So.
Yep.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. All right. That's anything else, Jim?
I've done lost my train of thought there on that.
That's it? That's all we have?
Okay. For the study session, yes.
All right. I close the study session, open the record meeting. The Board of Directors of Carson City Metropolitan District, Tuesday 2024 at 6:45. If you'd join me, pledge allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Join in a moment of silent reflection if you so choose. Thank you. Let the minutes show that we have a full quorum, all board members present. Can I get an approval of the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda.
No second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? We have an agenda. How about the minutes?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes for regular meeting October 29th, 2024. CCACC minutes, October 29th, 2024.
I do have one correction in there. That
should be CCAAC.
No, it's a CCACCA, but on the vote, on the vote, Corrella, all board members approve motion. That should be board members except for Ms. Hunter.
Yes.
As well. On CCAC.
Oh, okay.
See?
Got it.
So.
So what's his motion again?
That we accept him. With the changes.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Okay, how about bills payable?
I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded. Discussion. Come on, everybody.
You got your book. Go for it, brother.
I know where he's going right away.
And there's a big chunk here for Meyer and Sams.
Yes.
We don't have an invoice.
I have that for GMS, but forgot it. I can go get it. It's on the top of my desk, sir. For the ARPA, is they've been working on trying to get the lay down somebody to put in the pressure regulator, PRV station, and also working on supplement tanks for tank one. So that way, when we shut down one or the other, we still have the ability to continue to service everybody. So it's that process of the engineering of trying to get those right as to what needs to be done.
I struggle with it still. They bid on that, and their weight, I'm guessing, without seeing the invoice, I don't know what this is for, but I'm guessing they're way over budget. And they bid on that. They should have done their due diligence when they bid it to see what it was going to take to get this stuff done. So I'm not in favor of paying their invoice. All right, that's one.
Okay.
Steel City Blacktop.
Steel City Blacktop. We had a big opening on the top of Alondra where we had a break. Not Alondra, it was on Olympus Court that we had a break. They filled that in. They went and filled in alongside down on Lunar where we had a break. This is catching up everything where now we have everything back paved and no dirt areas. Even alongside North Park, there was some areas that we took out pavement and we had to replace it. This is before winter hit, so that we didn't have big potholes and mud holes. It was, and the bad thing about it is we used to have Fremont Paving.
Davis
Paving.
Yeah.
They're bought out by Martin Marietta. Martin Marietta bought all the little pavers.
So did we get a quote from them or a bid from them?
From Martin Marietta, they wouldn't even touch it because they're doing the highway.
Yeah.
And they'll make you pay more.
They're doing the Greenhorn Park.
Who is
Martin Marietta?
Yeah, because now that they're done with this stuff.
So this is.
Hell, they did the same thing with the concrete plants.
Yep.
So we have a $15,000 and $16,000 bill here that we only have from single source?
That's single source that we can find to do it. They're the ones that ended up doing the paving for our valve project through Joe and Matt. And theirs, I think $10,000 or $12,000 just for those two little patches. We'll have to research more and see who they didn't buy out.
We need to find, obviously in that situation, somehow we need to find some other asphalt sources.
There was a lot of work that they ended up having to do with all the breaks that we had and going around and fixing them. But,
okay.
Because we could call them every time we have a break and have them fix that within 5 days, but it's better to have a big lot of them. That way, we only get one service charge.
Mobilization charges.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. So that's what we did, is we kind of grouped them all together to have one mobilization to get them done.
Yep. I'm sure that saved some money.
Ace Hardware, seems like that we're kind of shopping or not shopping, I guess, but kind of going, we spent $32 on a flashlight. I know that's picky, but are we watching our spending on this stuff?
We're trying to. Unless it's an emergency that we need one or something, then we'll do it there.
I'm being picky on the flashlight. There's a bunch of stuff in here that I, again, will make the issue that those dollars come out of everybody's pocket.
I would agree.
Yeah.
It seems like seasonally, like when the seasons kind of change, like when we go from hot to cold, we have a bigger bill at Ace, though, too. It seems like every time, like when it gets cold,
makes you wonder.
There's a lot of things that have to change. And then when it gets warm again, they start with the mowing and everything, and it gives us a lot bigger bill, and we notice it a lot more.
Propane adds up quick, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I have one.
Good.
Please.
Go ahead.
I just have a question on 38205 on Mountain Disposal. Looks like some pretty mundane charges, except there's one second from the bottom in their category. For $3,850.
Yeah, that was for all the dumpsters.
For the cleanup?
For the cleanup.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a chunk.
Yeah.
There's $750 a dumpster.
Yeah.
I know, because I've gotten two this year.
And the thing about it is, with them two, is they do come that Saturday and pull them right away so that people don't just come and drop stuff next to them.
I guess my question is, this was a cleanup, and I'm not trying to pick a fight, but this was a cleanup by Valley First?
Yeah, and it was one of those deals.
Was it a pass-through, or
no?
It's a metro charge?
Metro. We told them we'd pick up the dumpsters if they got the help there and
okay.
Assist us
all right.
Getting it all set up and all of that.
Good. That's all I need to know.
Because I think it's a good investment for us if we can have the county pay for one and we pay for one every year. Mm-hmm. I think it saves a lot of dumping out on roads.
Not complaining, I'm just curious.
All right, anything else, board? I don't know how to do this, I guess.
I make a motion that we pay the bills.
We already did.
We already did. We already got that. So,
then vote.
We need to vote. I would like to amend that motion to exclude Meyer and Sam's. Who made the motion?
Clint did.
Clint did. Would you consider that amendment?
No.
Okay. Let's vote then. Ray?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Chair votes no. Sarah?
Yes.
Okay, Clint?
Yes.
Okay, next you have operational reports.
Okay.
Let me pull it up here. Start with the lake. Report on the lake.
Yes. That's what it was.
Okay, on the physiometer, like I said, it pretty much stays the same for 11-1. Well, actually, from the 28th, the 1st, and the 8th, there was very little difference in depth of the water into the inside of the dam. As for the Lake Beckwith weekly reading, we did go up from the 1st. We had 12'6", and on the 8th, we had 13.1. So with the storms and stuff, it has helped. It, pretty much everything stayed the same on that aspect of our seep and pit and wear stayed out.
Recording in progress.
What the hell?
What the hell?
Thank God they didn't catch the other part.
How'd that come out?
I like that it came, the recording is in progress, and then the first thing you said is, what the hell?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, so you have Parks and Rec operational report. All buildings that aren't heated and ball field irrigation system have been shut down for the winter. Our first snowstorm was a challenge. We had to plow multiple days to keep up, and we're able to, with everything cleaned up Saturday after the storm finished, we are preparing the rec center for game nights and we'll begin them this month. Sports soccer season wrapped up on October 26th. Basketball registration will open this month. The community cleanup was a success. There was a steady line of vehicles during the 4-hour window and we filled all the dumpsters. We added used oil this time and took almost 300 gallons. We are looking to add electronics and paint for the next cleanup. I'd like to thank everyone who helped from Metro Valley First, Metro Mountain Disposal, San Isabel from mulching, and all other branches. They were already going to be starting a new pile of branches after this snowstorm. How we got? The maintenance side course, we got 4.6 inches of precipitation from October 4th to the 11th. Fairways, tees, collars, range tees, practice areas fertilized with 20-00 and 1.1 pound per 1,000 foot on October 17th. Irrigation system shut down, drained, winterized 10:30. In 11-4, greens sprayed for moss on 10-14. Shop winter maintenance has begun on shop equipment. Golf course activity report. October revenue was $38,495 compared to last year, which was $36,269. Year to date for 2024 was $531,732. Compared to last year, which was $490,811. The first weeks of October were amazing and absolutely beautiful. People came from all over the state to see fall colors and catch a round of golf. The second half of October, the temps dropped and the wind picked up, and although have slowed down golfers and staying and golfers are still showing up. Extra stats, we had sold $14,477 in range balls compared to $12,838 last year. Wastewater plant, during the month we produced 17 million gallons of water at the main plant. Cold Springs produced 2.6. Cold Springs, a broken valve had been replaced along with flow meter. We lost 16 days of production. Current tank 1 and 2 are full, and tank 3 is at 17 foot, around 900,000 gallons. We have changed out filters on skids 2 and 3. 2 has the last of the new, there are no more in the world. Most of the samples for the year have been pulled. Now what is left is monthly. Wastewater plant received 9.1 million gallons and returned 9.4 million gallons. We have had training on press and are pressing weekly. The actuator on basin 3 has been installed and basin is online. Losses on one blower, large pump at tank 1, decant pump at the backwash basin. Questions, concerns?
Board? Jim, we're not getting, can we get water invoice numbers again?
Like we did?
Like we used to?
We should be. I'll get, I know she's been doing it. I know she's been training Natasha on it. I'm just not sure what's happened with her.
Okay. Committee, I guess it, as far as committee reports, nothing new.
The only thing that I need is newsletter for November.
I think it's Ray again. Or no, it's Clinton. Yeah,
it's not me, I know that.
It's Clinton. I think it's Clinton.
Right, they usually volunteer you, Ray. I don't know why.
Hey, and did you read the newsletter?
I did.
I actually didn't copy you this time.
I noticed.
Yeah. Just wanted to make sure you knew that. I didn't copy you this time.
I noticed.
Well,
I
was inspired by your previous letter.
Oh, I'm sure you were.
But I didn't copy it.
Okay.
It's always with financials.
Okay. Yeah. She puts it with the financials. I think
okay.
We have last
the second okay.
Meeting. It's the second meeting of the month.
That'd be good.
Okay.
All right. We have an attorney's report.
But
everybody needs to read.
Yep.
We have the letter that for everybody to.
Yep. It's, okay. It was emailed to you.
Oh, that's right. It's in our email, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to the agenda then.
Agenda items. You have mainline extension for Algonquin.
I make a motion at this time that we approve the mainline extension.
I'll second.
To follow guidelines set forth by
Colorado City?
By
rules and regulations?
Rules and regulations of Colorado City. For
add that to my motion.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? Is there any reason not to?
Not that I see.
The only problem I have with it is one tap for two houses. And that could create an issue.
That wasn't, it's not really one tap for two houses, but what Greg wanted was a splitter yoke in 1 meter pit. So there is one tap, but there's a splitter. We'll do it however the Metro District wants us to do it, but that was our suggestion by Greg.
We've just had problems in the past with it, big problems, like up on Lakeview Circle.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has a break on this side, both houses are out.
So now, are those going to be individual residences, single-family residences, or
yes,
duplexes?
Yes, there will be
or?
Two single-family residents, 2 meter pits. 1 meter pit goes to this house, 1 meter pit goes to this house, but there's like a splitter yoke in there.
The splitter yoke's on.
No, it doesn't matter. So the yoke has, it could carry 2 meters.
Yeah.
So to us, you know, 2 meter pits, one, it's a, you know, the Met, that was just a recommend, that's what Greg wanted.
Yeah, that's how we've done it. If we have two lots that are together, we put the meter between both lots.
The splitter?
Yeah, and the splitter's on our side of the meter, right?
Yeah.
The splitter's right there where it comes out of the main and then goes, and then you got one line going into 1 meter pit and one line going into the other.
There's 2 meters.
The one that goes into my house was split.
The way that Greg, was Greg gone for the day?
Yes, the house across the street, their line broke. I lost water.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Across the street.
It was Frank Main's old house.
Okay, because, you know, a lot of ours, like down in Applewood and stuff, they're all that way.
I understand, but that's why I say, okay. Two houses do that.
And it don't matter because they're not going to have to pay for the taps anyway.
So I think that we kind of need to depend on the engineering and our utility department to work that out.
Yeah.
Make them work it out.
Yeah, it does. Just
don't want anybody.
Doesn't matter to me as long as you guys do it the way you're, you know, Carver City regs. So.
Any board questions? Okay, let's vote. On approval of the mainline extension per Colvetti regs and approval of the utility department. Clint?
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Greg?
Yes.
Ray?
Yeah.
Okay. North Park sewer bid. Are we not prepared for that then?
No. Unless you want to set a dollar amount, and if we get the okay from Ken to move forward, it don't matter. But the thing is it's still going to be December 2nd.
We could do a dollar amount not to exceed 30 grand. Excuse me.
25,000?
Or, well, 25,000 or 30 grand. I was saying 30 grand to give them a little bit of cushion.
No.
No cushion? No cushion.
No.
If all the engineering needs are met.
Well, 30.
We need a resolution, or a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to accept the North Park sewer bid with the ceiling of $30,000.
And I'll accept that. I'll accept that. I'll second.
With the blessing from the engineers.
Yeah.
Okay. Questions? Discussion?
That way, if it gets done, basically, he can start it without us having to do another meeting. Mm-hmm.
I think the blessings of the engineer there are kind of important, huh?
Yeah. That's...
Yes.
Okay, let's vote. Sarah?
Yes.
Clint?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Surprised you.
I did, especially since you're waiting till last. You really surprised me.
Okay. CCACC was recommendation from CCAAC. We need to break these out.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve 4010 Varela Lane duplex.
I'll second it.
Moving second. Discussion? Questions?
So just everybody's aware that this is a manufactured home?
No.
No. It's a duplex.
This is on...
Yeah, I was just looking at the application, though. And it's checked as manufactured.
I don't think so.
Let's take a look.
Okay. I've never seen a manufactured home that's a duplex, but I could be wrong.
Type of construction manufactured, but this is checked right here.
It does see it.
Types of construction, steel, wood, manufactured.
I'm pretty sure it sticks out.
No, I know.
Yeah, he might have marked
the wrong box. I don't know, but it just says manufactured. So I don't know if he means it's a modular like the ones in Pueblo West, or if it's a manufactured, in which case I don't know if it's brand new. I guess it is.
You want to call him?
You can only place brand new ones.
I was going to say, I've never seen him do anything but stick-built homes, but why don't you call him real quick and just verify it?
Yeah, that'd be good.
And we can change it for him on the...
I wonder if we could call him. It's kind of late for Rex.
No.
Is it kind of late for Rex?
He was going to come to the meeting, and I thought it wasn't going to, we weren't going to have a problem with it. But.
You can call Jason.
Of course, it was late for me at 5:30 yesterday because I hit the freaking pillow.
It's a bad idea. Sure. Always was.
I wish they'd get rid of it. Yeah. They talk about getting rid of it all the time and they never do it.
Do you want Jason's number?
I don't know whether I have it or not.
I could amend the motion to make it contingent on being a
contingent on being a stick-built house.
I think that would be wise.
Yeah.
I will amend my motion to approve 4010 Barilla Lane with the contingency that it's a stick-built unit.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. Discussion. So I guess, Sandy, are we going to ignore that? Because really the first motion needs to be voted on. We can just bypass rules of order, I guess, by doing that. It'll be okay.
He amended his own.
You can't amend your own motion. But that's fine. Let's do it that way. Any question, discussion? All right, let's vote. Clint?
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Greg?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Okay. Per stick bill.
So, the second one here.
The second one doesn't meet the covenants for square footage, as the chairman discovered.
So do we want to make a motion to table it?
No.
Or make a motion to reject it? Or...
Okay.
What are we thinking here?
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
We need to... He needs to do a better job of filling this out.
Well, we still got to figure out what to do with it, though.
I need a motion.
Meets requirements.
Yeah, I make a motion at this time that we table this until he meets requirements of covenants.
I'll second that.
Okay, move to second. Discussion, questions. So part of the issue here is that we need a better package than this. We have no clue about elevation. We have no clue.
I'll see what he has turned in. Usually I just turn in the plot plan and the application and that stuff. He might have building plans for it. I do not know.
You know, this is for this kind of an application, pretty sloppy. For this kind of an application, we don't know. It could be a tar paper building. We don't know what this is going to be.
Well, he's got the siding and everything marked on the front. He's got all of their stuff marked.
Where?
But, right, well, all the required questions were marked on the front there.
Marked, but it doesn't say what it is.
Well, then we probably ought to add required questions to the front of this form, then.
I would say it needs a better package.
Yeah, but that's our fault, not his.
Well, so that's why...
you know... Those are the standard forms that everybody fills out.
His colors, roofing, and stuff is within in here. You have color is neutral earth tone. Roofing is Owens Corning shingles. Siding is Hardy siding or similar.
The Hardy board siding.
Yeah, okay. Which will be natural earth tone for the color on it.
So your motion is to table it.
To table it until he meets requirements of covenants.
Okay. And that was second. Any other discussion questions?
Just we should give him a heads up on square footage.
No? Yeah. It's on there. Just we'll let him know. You know.
Yeah. I'll call him tomorrow morning.
Don't want to get a nice and shiny plan back with the wrong square footage.
All right. Anything else, board? All right, let's vote. Ray?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
Clint?
Yes.
And Chair votes yes. Tabled.
And it wasn't tabled to the next meeting. It was tabled until he meets covenant requirements.
Right. All right. No letters. Old business.
Damn, is that the wind?
Yes. It's going to be windy. It'll start moving in. Mm-hmm. Old business, ropes resolution, you'll have next meeting. Budget committee, we've met. Wells, I haven't heard anything back yet as when he's going to be back here, which he can't get into the Wells anyway. But North Park Water, we did shut off the 8-inch line and the 6-inch line today, this morning. After I told them how long is they had a deal to the other lawyer. It's been 20 days, haven't heard anything, so we went ahead and just shut it off. Mm-hmm. So we'll find out whether they run out of water here in the next day or two.
Okay.
Or if they even call, knowing that they were shut off.
How are we going to know, how can we verify that this worked?
That's the only other thing, is we got to go on their land to check it.
We can see we could probably see the horse troughs and stuff from the interstate, can't we?
No. Mm-hmm. They're way back in there.
I imagine the lawyer would probably, if they run out of water, they're not just going to go without water. I'm sure there would be some kind of contact.
Yeah, but if our work there didn't shut them off, then we won't know.
That's kind of what I'm, that's what I'm...
Well, I'm saying within 2 days they should have.
3 days max.
Yeah. Should actually probably be shut up.
They probably got no pressure now.
Right. Yeah. Because you got an 8-inch line, but...
But there's not severe grade there, so...
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of pressure behind that water to begin with.
They never had called us in the past when we ran out of water in July or whatever.
They never called?
Well, they would.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, sorry.
I wouldn't.
So that's...
He's right.
So we'll find out within the next 2 days. If not, then we'll go out and see if we can go out in one of the corrals.
I just wish there was some way we could come up with verifying the fact that this cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the other thing, too, is a month or two down the road, if our water usage changed significantly, keep an eye on the water usage, because I would think that size of an entity is going to affect it.
That's what I'm hoping for. Anyway.
Fairly significant.
It's fairly easy.
All right,
Mr. Chairman.
North Park. So, Camelot, Rosemore.
I did talk to B2. He on the schedule to go out on it. We didn't get out into the field. We had that week with meter reading and all of that.
Let's be sure that they're on the old business part of the agenda thing here. Go ahead, Ray.
Mr. Chairman, I noticed that we paid a WWA this last pay period. And with that in mind, in old business, I'm wondering, and in conjunction with what we're talking about right now about water usage, if we could start thinking about, as a goal, trying to do that AWWA water audit with their software. Might be one of those deals. And the other thing that I wanted to bring to the board under that whole category of goals and achievements, as we get to the end of the year, maybe we would think if any of the board members had goals that they had wanted to bring to the district. If you were leaving the board in this next election, would one have a goal that one would like to leave with the district when they were leaving the board? I mean, just to think about the New Year's resolution type of an idea, that there are some things, we talk about things throughout a year, and sometimes they kind of vanish into the past. We don't deal with them. So I would like to challenge and encourage board members to bring goals.
Three goals.
Well, I don't care.
Good. I think that's a good idea.
One would be good, or none if you don't want to.
but at least one.
Yeah. Well, good. Sure.
Thank you.
I have some new business when you get to it.
Old business?
Yeah, go ahead.
I had my monthly meeting with the state today.
Did you get parole?
All 13 of us. Now they are saying that we're building our DAF plant too big, because we're building it for 3 million gallon plant. They said that we don't need anything over 2 million, which, so okay. I talked to Nate, and Nate's talking to Josh as to, is it really going to save us money from going from 3 to 1 to 2? It's still going to be a dollar amount of over probably $15 million. It might save us $200,000 or $300,000 from whatever on this.
So, why are they harassing us about that?
They're harassing us now there. Yeah. Oh, we aren't going to. The state revolving fund, you aren't showing that you're going to have this growth to meet that need for the 3 million gallons. Where the engineer now has said, well, you're going to save water because you're not going to have as many backwashes. You're going to, and it's like, you guys, why do you bring stuff up right when it's time to apply for the grants?
Well, that's an important point, though.
Yeah,
it is. That's going to jeopardize our ability to get those grants if people are saying that our plant's oversized and we're spending too much
money. But we want it right now. On the busiest day, you're probably at about 1.2 million to produce it.
About 1 million if we can.
Yeah, if we can produce it, which.
But the thing is, if they put that building in small to increase it in the future, you have to tear it down and start all over.
Right.
So it's just shooting our foot right from the get-go.
Yeah.
And these people with the state are ridiculous.
So we're going back and forth on that. I just figured I'd give you an update as to our conversation was today.
If they'll give us the money, do it the way they want to do it.
That's what I told them. I said, you guys want repetition. They want us to have repetition that, okay, if the DAF goes down, we still have the filters. But if the filters go down, the plant goes down, we still have the DAF running clean water to supply everybody. So it's like this. Well, it's the same way in the DAF system. Is we want that repetition, whether it be 2 skids or 3 skids. We want to make sure that we're able to produce the water we need for the residents. So.
What's frightening there is does that give them an opening to say we're not following their enforcement order?
Well,
yes,
I think,
because we're not changing anything.
I think our argument is the number of platted lots we have in Colorado City.
Yeah, that's what
I mean. We've got, what, 6 times the platted lots that we have built on?
Oh, at least that. I think the community was set up for 30,000 or something.
30,000.
Yeah, I think there's.
And then with the idea, I mean, I don't. I hope I'm dead when this happens, and I probably will be. But when Pueblo West is chock full, which they almost are, then guess where their builders got to build? That's how they feed their families. So they're going to build them in here.
That's yeah, they're saying. Coming here. They're not going to Aguilar.
Well, that's the other. That's what I also told them. I said, we've had an industrial building that's been vacant for 10 years here. It's coming back online. We have another grow that it's vacant, but it's in the process of selling. I don't know what they're going to bring. Is it going to be another grow, or they're going to be needing that amount of water? So there is development in commercial, there is development as to residential, but it ain't more than the 8% that we're thinking of. Well, the last 3 years we've been over 8%.
Yeah, I'll just go with the Pueblo West argument.
Yeah.
So
What else, Jim?
That's all I had.
Anybody else for old business?
Yeah, to Ray's point about things vanishing into the past, where are we at with the Applewood meter changes?
Slowed down on it, but
I know you've been busy with snow the last week, but we were thinking about bidding that out. Is that anything?
That's one of the things I have Aiden looking to get a bid up. I know he had a bid, but he wants to get a new number on it.
So
can we leave that on old business?
Yes, can we put that on old business?
Okay.
We're missing the stuff in the old business part that seems to just disappear. So that needs to go in there.
Okay.
What else? New business.
I do if nobody else does.
Go ahead.
So today during the budget session, we were discussing roads. And Aiden was wanting to possibly look into spending money on a water truck, so we can better build the roads and better plow the roads, because right now we wait on Mother Nature. And we got to be in tune with Mother Nature, as far as when it rains, we got to be out there within the next day or two to plow the road. We also don't have a roller. So what I proposed, and what I'd like the board to give me authorization to do, is to try to get an IGA, some type of an agreement with the county, to where the county provides us with a water truck two or three times a year and a driver when we need them for the roads. Also, I was told that there's a possibility they may have a roller or two that used to fit on those John Deere's that I might be able to horse trade them out of. Obviously, I wouldn't have the authority to approve it, just to negotiate it and then bring it to the board to approve it. Is that something that the board would entertain letting me do?
Right.
I like the idea, and I like to know if it would be possible to trade them some gravel for some usage.
Well, what I was thinking was, hopefully they never watch these meetings. They don't care about us.
They can't
hear us anyways. So what I was thinking was, is Jim brought up a very good point. We raised our bulk water, so they use a bunch of bulk water from us. Okay, not bulk water, unprocessed water.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was it, 60,000 or so a year? 40,000? 40,000.
About 48,000.
Yeah. So anyway, we only charged them 10 cents 100 gallons. We raised it to everybody else 14 cents 100 gallons. So I think I've got a fairly good negotiating point to go in there and say, hey, we're going to keep this at 10 cents a gallon for you guys. We're not going to raise it to the 14 like we did everybody else. Mm-hmm. Because if we raise it to 14, their bill's going to bump up another 20 grand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Roughly? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll keep this at the 10 cents a gallon. You guys keep using it. And the water that you use on our roads is free. We were not going to charge you for that water. Only thing you got to do is provide a driver and a truck two or three, four times a year when we're doing our roads. And the other thing that I'm going to try to sneak in there is I want to horse trade them and get them out of one of those rollers. Because those rollers they changed over to all Caterpillar road graders, and the two rollers that is rumored that they have are for John Deere's, and we have a John Deere. So maybe I can get them negotiated out of one of those two. And not give them anything, just keep their water rates the same. I like the idea.
Yeah.
Me too.
So if we were to do such, do we have anybody that can run the grader?
Yeah.
Adequately?
Yeah.
Yeah, Aiden's getting better at it.
He's, after doing four roads for about 2 weeks, he's learned the...
If he needs some more practice, I know where he can use it. Because somebody did a number on Terlesa, I don't know who, but down there where Phil Daniels Road comes,
mm-hmm.
whatever that road is, it got whacked by heavy equipment.
Huh.
It's,
So what we have to do is...
Just saying.
Okay. As the board, it's okay with if Greg works on that.
Yeah, because I'll be working on the board's behalf. Obviously, I won't be allowed to approve anything, but I'll be working on the board's behalf. And that's how I'm going to approach it when I'm over there, standing on their desk.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea also.
Yeah. Okay.
Instead of buying a $30,000 truck that we're going to use...
Three times a year.
Yeah, three times a year.
I was going to say rental. If we could, I wouldn't buy it.
What other new business do we have? Board? A couple things, Jim. Ray, you brought up AWWA water loss. We need to work on that. We have the AWWA, we're not using it. So let's see if we can't get that into a plan of using the water loss. And once we go through this new business stuff, then it becomes old business. It needs to be on the list. Sewer line rat, we need to get that back in line.
I had a call out to him as he was supposed to give me quote to do all of this site. I wanted to keep him all in one area to get it all completed in this side, and then we'll go to that side and that side.
So
and that way we can do it in a three
plan on that, and of course that needs to go into Diamond Maps.
Yeah.
The other thing is, what about flushing our hydrants? We're behind on that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get that back into a plan. We're going to get nailed by...
I know, usually...
We flush all the time, you know. We laterally flush from the plant up to the rest stop.
For the all of our fire hydrants?
Huh?
The hydrants.
The hydrants, yes, sir.
I've not seen any of them opened.
I'll call you next time we're doing
okay.
It and make sure you're there.
When that happens, they need to be on Diamond Maps as well.
They are.
And then we need to, for I guess old business or really for the study session, we definitely need to discuss hiring and payment.
Wages,
yeah.
Wages.
And I'm not necessarily, I think the 10%, this is my personal opinion, I think the 10% is plenty for most departments, but I don't think it's enough for the outside departments. So I personally wouldn't be talking wages across the board. I would be talking wages just for the water and sewer department.
All right. Anything else in new business? Correspondence none? Executive session none?
No. Stamp checks.
Okay, well, I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
I'll second that.
We're adjourned.